We have an interest. We've been to a couple meetings early on with Shara, Gensler, the city. The last meeting that we were brought to was in April. Some of the same things that they were showing tonight. Andre met Andre at the previous meeting. So we believe, well, we the Metro Parks have a belief in we can have an impact. We should be part of this project relative to open space, green space, lakefront access, okay? But right now it's all privately held and privately controlled. We're trying to find a way to say, you know, we'd like to be brought to the dance. We feel we have a place here. I don't know if you got a hold of the survey that we had, you know, we were working with Burgess and Burgess on a survey. There's overwhelming support for acquisition of open space along the lakefront, more Lake Erie planning, development, et cetera. So there's support there. And we feel as a county, as the Metropolitan Park District here in Lorain County, you know, there's Lakeview, there's Century, you know, Miller, there's Avon Lake. This is a wonderful opportunity. This is a once in a 200-year opportunity here to have an impact on behalf of the people for that lakefront access. You know, we have a very strong interest in this. And I was just talking with some folks from the Western Reserve Land Conservancy about working together and come forward, start working towards a package, because it is a lot of, you know, 100 years of soot and coal and pollution. Their cleanup is a cleanup, but we were warned by the Ohio EPA, well, actually the US EPA, their versions of remediation don't mean the same as the EPA's version of remediation. So we're going to pull together here. We're starting to talk about strategizing to go forward with some applications package so we can start getting some, make some impacts here. But again, Greg, what's important here, none of the folks own anything up here. Okay, so nice, pretty pictures. Their vision of what it might be doesn't necessarily mean it's what it will be.
Right.
Okay, so.
Because at some point, different developers will have ownership of that property.
Correct.
Is ownership what the Metro Parks is thinking about, or not?
Ownership, we, these are lessons learned over, you know, the time here, that we don't want to be a developer. We don't want to own it all. We feel, I mean, so you're familiar, we've done Lakeview Beach, okay? And I think, and everybody else thinks we've done a wonderful job in beach access, taking care of the park, programming the park space. Now, we built a building with that, which was a reconstruction, if you will, of what was once there. So it's a great public space. But that's the extent of our I guess, involvement there. Not saying, again, every place is different. So this isn't a Lakeview, but we believe strongly in lakefront access, beach access, and having a role to play within the bigger picture. We're not going to be the developer. We're not taking on Turbine Hall or any of that stuff. We want to see connections trails coming up where the tracks used to come in and drop the coal to the south, connecting to Walker Road. We see Powder Maker Creek. I mean, Andre brought it up about restoring that. That's a great opportunity. We feel we can and should be part of that. We can be part of it and make a wonderful project out of it. That's what we believe to be our role, and our role is just to be part of the whole. We don't want to drive that. We don't want to drive the bus.
Okay.
You know? So.
Anything else you want
to add? Oh, no, we're pleased to be here, and we're excited to see them move this forward. But, the devil's in the details, and I think we need to collectively come together and say what's the best direction all of this can go. You know, I mean, I think you saw it, Craig. These are people representing the current owner who's trying to maximize his investment. Okay, we're not 100% sold that that's the best plan going forward. You know, I mean, I don't know. We're not seeing it. It doesn't mean it's not there. We're not seeing any kind of a market analysis. you know, relative to, they show pretty pictures that this could be beer and this could be food and this could be office. This is 2022. We're just coming out of COVID. What's the demand? Avon Lake's a wonderful community, but it's not relative to I-90, Route 2, Turnpike. You got a ways to get here. So it's not just off the interstate. It's not just off the Turnpike for these kind of activities, you know? So we're excited, and we, again, I think from a, you know, that environmental open space, we feel very, very strongly about the lakefront, the water quality, beachfront access. And you've probably heard me preach this 1,000 times. We have, you know, 26, 28 miles of lakefront in Lorain County. What are we doing with it?
And I think,
okay, I'm going to head this way.
Yeah.
I think it'd be sad to see the lakefront continue to be privatized here in Lorain County.